Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Liran Mazar, Wealth Management Specialist, owner of Green Wealth Management. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. So it is Friday the 13th, but so are there unlucky things? Are there unlucky things in financial investments?
That's a good question. I've never thought about it that way. Yeah. I didn't even realize it was Friday the 13th either.
Oh, come on, man. So, you need to get out more. No, seriously.
No, go for it. I think that really it's perception. And I think that really covers the topic today is how do we perceive things and how do we really, what's our way of dealing with them?
Right.
I suppose going back to your previous point is, are people prepared to take responsibility in today's times? And I know the topic that we want to try and discuss today is really getting poorer and falling into debt potentially. Mm-hmm. But I want to maybe start off this time by giving gifts to your listeners. And the gifts I'd like to give is I'd like to give away 15 books.
Wow.
About a book from an author called Rabbi Shalom Arush. Mm-hmm. And his books are called The Garden of Gratitude.
Right.
And I'd like to do that because I'd like whoever the first 15 people are that would like a book, I mean, maybe they can just present the names to you and I'll arrange to get the books to you, or you can just give me the addresses and I'll make sure that they get delivered. But I'd like to do it because I think that we need to start off with something different, positive. And during the talk, I think it'll come evident why I'm recommending this particular book. And I'd like to make sure that I try and help people as much as possible.
Okay, so before we do that, I think what we're going to need from you is a question. And then the first, 15 answers that are correct, we know that we can allocate the books to them, if you're comfortable with that.
Sure, with pleasure. So can I give you a great question?
Give me a great question.
Who is your favorite radio host? It's a no-brainer. I mean, mine's Howard.
I was going to say, you spell Kathy, K-A-T-H. The truth is, there are no wrong answers, so that's awesome. The first 15 answers, 34519 or 061-895-1019. And that's how you that can win a book. And just tell us the name of the book again.
The book is called The Garden of Gratitude, and it's by Rabbi Shalom Arush.
I must tell you, my wife has read that book and continues to read that book over and over again because she believes it's one of the most powerful and important books that is around at the moment. So, yeah, absolutely.
Great.
All right, so talk to us about debt.
Okay, so I think really where we're starting off is trying to understand why do people feel like they're getting poorer? Are they actually getting poorer? And why do most people feel like they're actually starting to get into debt?
Right.
And let's maybe try and understand the reality of the situation, and then we can work our way around a few other nice topics around that as well. So I think the answer is yes, people to an extent are getting poorer, but it's all relative. I think people are getting poorer because things are becoming more expensive. The main cause of that is inflation, which is the result of an increase in food, fuel, and electricity. And that's making it obviously a lot more difficult to say, great, well, if you've got X amount on a monthly basis and everything's increased quite a bit, how then do you try and cover all the costs plus and plus? And I actually came across a very interesting point that was made by Neil Roots. He was the CEO of Debt Rescue. And he actually wrote, if you don't mind me quoting him, he's saying the reality is that most South Africans spend 75% of their disposable income on debt and tend to take care of living costs such as groceries with their store or credit cards, which just add up to the debt spiral. So I think that really sums up the situation that people are going through at the moment. But that doesn't mean that we have to leave it there. There's always a positive action that we can take. And there's two choices really that people have. One of either cut down your expenses or alternatively try and find a second source of income. Now, most people, when you say that in today's world, and they say, geez, that's crazy. What do you mean a second source of income?
Mm.
And if you don't mind, I'm going to just use an example of something that happened to me personally about 20 years ago. My family got liquidated. They bought a property in my name. Unfortunately, we lost absolutely everything that we had. So we really were on, excuse the expression, bones of iron. And we had to build ourselves up basically from nothing.
Right.
The problem was is that the property that was in my name had a bond in it, and I had to now pay back this bond. My family didn't have the money to pay it back. I was just living overseas. I'd come back for a short period, and I decided to take the responsibility to make sure I could pay that the debt back as best as possible. So I now had a choice. I said, great, well, let me start working. I got a job. It wasn't, unfortunately, enough to cover my living expenses plus pay the extra amount towards the bond. And I then ended up going to find a second opportunity, a second job. And there I found a Spitbrow business that I could work for somebody. Ultimately, I opened up my own Spitbrow business afterwards and ended up doing Spitbrows in the evening and over the weekend. And it was really hectic. I didn't have a family at the time. I was single and it was much easier to be able to do that. But I did realize from that moment that you can sometimes either sit and wallow and feel sorry for yourself, or you can say, great, what are the solutions? What opportunities can I find that I can create potentially additional income and find a way out of the situation instead of getting myself deep and deep into debt? A nice point that I also learned is that you can also always approach people that you owe money to, always speak to them, find ways to negotiate with them. People are very open and very understanding. And I actually then went to the bank after working and trying to pay this bond back for a while. And I said to them, is there any way that I could come up with a once-off settlement and try and find a solution because the debt payments are just too much for me? And we were able to do that, and which was great, and actually was able to pay down the debt over about a two-year period. Now, that's not for every person, mm-hmm. and it's not every situation, but I just wanted to use that example to say sometimes life calls on us to do a bit more. And in that case, we have to stand up and take that responsibility. Howard, I'd like to carry on, but I know normally you've got a few questions, so
carry on, because I'm absolutely fascinated by the approach. And as you said, it's not necessarily for everybody, but it is absolutely worth hearing.
Yes. So obviously, like everything, you've got to come up with a great solution. You know, you don't want to just discuss all these different topics and present them. You've got to turn around and say, okay, great, well, what could we do? And I think in today's world, there's actually one of the most amazing ways that people can make money without even realizing that. And that's actually YouTube. And you can make your own videos on YouTube. And the brilliance of that is as you're able to build up a viewership and get more people to watch your videos, you can actually start earning a passive income. And the most exciting part about this is that, yes, you might be in a job and you might enjoy it or you might not enjoy it. But during your spare time, you could turn around and make home videos about topics that you enjoy and items that you enjoy. You know, I see that, for an example, one of the YouTube channels is My Kids Love Dinosaurs.
Right.
And there's a guy with his kid and they film and I mean, they've really built it up exceptionally well. Yeah. And it's now become a professional channel. But I'm saying they were just having a bit of fun.
Right.
Playing and buying
and
one
I think
or two
that's
things.
What, I would imagine that's what people have to do is look at something that suits them and that isn't something that they're uncomfortable with and find ways to add to your income.
Yes, exactly. You just have to be a bit more positive. You have to take action. I think everybody feels sorry for themselves or they get caught into the spiral and they can't find a way out of the spiral. You don't realize actually hundreds of ways out of the spiral. And one is educate yourself. Make sure that you get out there, that you're reading, that you're learning. And instead of turning around and saying, if I maybe take a step back, I would use this as an example, but instead of saying that you don't, like, I don't have enough money, there's an interesting question that when it comes to my clients, and every client I like to do an investment plan. And sometimes some of my clients I like to say to them, okay, so do you want to be wealthy? And they'll say, yes, I want to be wealthy. And I'll say, okay, well, what does that mean? And they'll say to me, well, it means I want to go on holidays. I want to be able to do this. I want to relax, etc. And I say, okay, well, what does that mean? And I keep going through that entire, try and find the essence. And the essence to me is very simple. What does it mean from a cash flow perspective? How much money do you want that will make you feel wealthy on a monthly basis? Does that mean that you want 20,000, 30,000, 50,000, 100,000, 300,000 per month? And if you do, at least now you've got a starting point and you can take yourself back and say, okay, great. Well, this is where I need to get myself to. What actions do I need to do to be able to create additional income to allow me to get to that particular point? Now, it doesn't mean that you have to do it. You don't. It's an option. I'm just trying to put out there to say that we don't have to get stuck on the wheel of
Absolutely. And Ron, unfortunately, we are out of time. But this is such a critical conversation. It is so important to understand a number of things. And one is that perhaps you shouldn't be a victim, and circumstances happen and life happens. But that really doesn't mean that you need to be caught up in a negative spiral. There are things that you can do. We do need to leave it there. Thank you for your very, very kind offer, gift of 15 books. Liron Mazur, Wealth Management Specialist, owner of Green Wealth Management.